You're standing outside the Espy Bar in Portobello Prom. The night is dark and there's a chill in the air. There's something waiting for you here. Something that's travelled here from another place entirely. There's a long wooden spine that stretches out to the sea in front of you. At the second post, there's something buried there for you. You walk there across the sand, fizzy wine in one hand and fish and chips in the other. Perhaps there's someone with you. Perhaps you're here on your own, thinking of someone. Someone you lost. Perhaps you...
My name is Leroy Jones. You might not realise this, but we've met before. Very recently. I've been hoping that we can help each other. I'm sorry to get in touch this way, but it's the only way I can be sure I'm talking to a human being. I didn't go looking for quantum physical like some people have. It came to me in a dream. The same dream I've been having since my sister died. The dream is about a woman who I call Shirley. I don't know who she is, but she helps me get through stuff. Points me towards things. One day, almost exactly 2 years ago, Shirley told me to look into the back of my local newspaper, and that it was in the small ads. Quantum Physical, a unique new service. Strange thing was, when I looked at the paper later, the ad wasn't there. It had just vanished. If that happened to some people, they would probably just think they're losing it. But I have more faith in my own two eyes than that. It was definitely there. Then it wasn't. These things happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those religious nuts who thinks that there are mysteries in the universe that can never be explained. There are plenty of mysteries. They just haven't been explained because we're not smart enough yet. We're still in the Middle Ages. But someday, years from now, people do know how everything fits together. And all the things they're doing in the future are shaping the things happening now. They're trying to fix things in all kinds of little ways. I'm pretty sure Shirley's one of these people. Anyway, the small ad had an email address, so I got in touch. After a day or two, I got a message telling me to sit on a particular bench on Leith Links in 2 days' time at 2 o'clock. There were directions, but no explanation. Was I supposed to meet someone? Was Shirley going to put in her personal appearance? I got there at 2 o'clock on the dot, sat on the bench. 15 minutes later, nothing had happened. No one had turned up. I didn't know what to do. I just looked around for clues. Across the street, there was a row of flats, some parked cars, and then I must have just been... waggling my feet about underneath me without realising, because I felt my foot bump against something under the bench. I had a look. It was an MP3 player with a note scrawled on it. Play me. So I did. It was some glitchy electronic dance music. It went on a bit. I'm not that into electronic dance music, to be honest, but there was something weirdly familiar about the rhythm that kept me listening. A repeated beep. Beep, 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 beep. And then I suddenly remembered something I'd seen a few minutes earlier while walking to the park. A poster in the window of a flat on Great Junction Street, about 2 minutes away. It just had three letters, block capitals, S-O-S. And then I knew where I'd heard that noise before. The shipping signal for SOS. Bip, 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 beep, 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 bip, bip, bip. It couldn't be a coincidence. There was my message from Shirley. Someone needed my help. My heart was pounding my chest. I jumped up, ran out of the park, back to Great Junction Street. The SOS poster was still there. The front door was open, so I went upstairs. Found the flat. There was a name on the door, Molly McCarthy. I knocked, waited a few seconds. There was no answer. I pressed the buzzer again. Finally, I heard footsteps. The door swung open. It was a woman in her late 20s, long brown hair, dressed in a baggy sweatshirt and jeans. She looked upset, like she'd been crying. "Can I help you?" she said. Hello, I said. I tried to sound friendly, non-threatening. My name's Leroy. I saw the sign in your window and wondered if you were okay. She just looked confused. The SOS sign. Now she looked embarrassed. Oh God, that's nothing. I just had a huge row with my boyfriend and I feel an idiot now. I'll take it down. I felt like an idiot too, but the thing was, I just didn't believe it. It wasn't that I thought that she was lying, just that something didn't quite fit. But I didn't know what to do. And then, politely but firmly, she was closing the door. I realised afterwards I must have been staring at her and I probably freaked her out completely. I went back to the bench. The MP3 player was gone. If that had happened to some people, they think they were losing it, but I know better. It was there, and then it wasn't. These things happen. What did Shirley want me to do, though? I feel like a failure. Had I not asked the right questions? Did I fail my mission? And I still wonder, because I haven't dreamt about Shirley since. Of course, it could have been Shirley who messed up. Maybe she sent me to the wrong place. The lines of communication from the future probably get lots of interference. Maybe that's why the world is so messed up, because the messages aren't getting through properly. Shirley and people like that are trying to fix things, but they just can't. There are great big rips in the fabric of the universe and things keep falling through the holes. Messages, people, whole lives. And this was still going through my head a couple of months later, when out of the blue I got an email from Quantum Physical. It didn't say anything about what had happened, it just said that we're moving the agency on to the next level. They needed people. I was scared but thrilled. Maybe this was a second chance. I've been working as a representative of Quantum Physical ever since. Doing what I'm told, hoping it's the right thing. I thought it'd lead me to answers, but mostly it's just led me to more questions. I found out a lot of information. Information I think you'll want to have. No one I've spoken to has actually met the people that run Quantum Physical. It seems like everything is done virtually. They have no base of operation, no office, no phone line, nothing. Just representatives like me. I know I shouldn't be sending this message. It's probably against the rules, but there's only so long I can do this without getting any answers. And I can't do it anymore. I need to know who these people are and what they want. I need to know where Shirley is. Has she been punished? Am I being punished? I need to know. I need her back. When you finish playing this message, please put it back where you found it very carefully. If I get caught, I don't know what will happen. You can email me at whereisshirley@gmail.com. I'll be able to give you some answers. I'm hoping you can give me some answers too.
That things that are left here can travel to almost anywhere. Everywhere at once. Chris, so.
Frank.
I'm just talking about.
Jennifer.
A hillside graveyard, Gregory. In Stonehaven.
Jen.
Lindsay.
Philip.
I have to go there.
Kirsty.
If you make your way down to the water and throw your messages into the sea there,
Megan.
The sea will make sure they're delivered.
Zoe.
Angela.
Hamish.
Victoria.
Brian.
Callum.
Hugh.
Lucy.
Kieran.
Anne.
Heather.
Jack.
Sylvie.
Kelly.
Eleanor.
Ben.
Catherine.
Peter.
David.
Caroline.
Seth.
Stephen.
Jennifer.
See you soon.